Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm Roman Yossi of the Nashville Predators.
I'm Matt Duchene of the Nashville Predators.
I'm Eustace Aros of the Nashville Predators.
I'm Ryan Johansson of the Nashville Predators.
You're listening to the Renegades of Puck
with Crazy Charlie.
Welcome to the Bunker. Welcome to the Renegades of Puck podcast. I'm your host and captain, Crazy Charlie Sonnier. And before we get started on the No Half Step in Hockey coverage, let me direct you to our home website, renegadesofpuck.com. Once you go to renegadesofpuck.com, you'll learn everything you need to know about the show. And once you get educated, click on that merchandise link and you'll go ahead and find our classic logo t-shirt, our pride logo t-shirts, and all of our great special event t-shirts. Don't worry, all of our great gimmicks are there as well. Wall art, throw pillows, bed sets, it makes no difference to us. The Renegades of Puck have sold out so that you can buy in. Whether you want to outfit your entire house or your entire body, you're welcome to do so. Great Christmas presents available in our online store. Stick taps, love and respect to each and every one of you for purchasing some Renegades of Puck merchandise. Social media, that is where you can help us out. It is of incredible importance to us in this operation. If you take just a second and go to either Twitter, Facebook, or TikTok, or Instagram, or all of those, and go ahead and give us a like, give us a subscription, and follow along, we sure would appreciate that. You can also find the video podcast, of course, on YouTube. The audio podcast is available on a myriad of different platforms, including Stitcher, including Spotify, Google. There's a couple of different platforms where you can find the Renegades of Puck podcast. And thanks to the Full Press Coverage Network, more people are hearing the Renegades of Puck podcast than ever before. So again, stick taps, love, respect to each and every one of you. If you'd like to become a partner of the show, it's very easy to do. Just scan the QR code that's currently on your screen or go to Venmo and search Renegades of Puck. Thanks to generous Renegades of Puck just like yourself, we have been able to upgrade our equipment here in the bunker significantly. New camera, new microphone, new lights, and basically new everything. We've also got some really big ambitious plans coming up here in the near future that could involve starting our very own hockey club. Your donations are making that possible. So again, thank you so much. Stick taps, love, and respect. Now, it's time for me to deliver the No Half Step in Hockey coverage, so let's deliver the goods. It's operation number 682 for the Renegades of Puck. That's right, show number 682. And at this moment in hockey history, the Nashville Predators currently find themselves in fifth place in the Central Division. After 22 games played, they have a record of 11-9-2, 24 points, has them 8 points behind the first-place Dallas Stars, 5 points behind the second-place Winnipeg Jets, 3 points behind the third-place Colorado Avalanche, and the same number of points as the Minnesota Wild, but the Minnesota Wild do hold the tiebreaker versus the Nashville Predators. The Predators are 2 points ahead of sixth place St. Louis. They are 7 points ahead of seventh place Arizona, and the Chicago Blackhawks are 8 points behind the Nashville Predators and are also in eighth place in the Central Division. The Nashville Predators have a road record of 4-6-0. They've scored 59 goals. They've given up 69 in the season. They have a goal differential of minus 10, and their next game will take place on the road. It's a back-to-back scenario, just wrapping up that game against the Devils. Full recap coming up here momentarily. Now immediately taking the bus over to Long Island to face off against the Islanders, who have a record of 15-9-0. 30 points is good for third place overall in the Metropolitan Division. They're 8-3 on home ice. They have a goal differential of plus 16, and just their most recent five-game stretch of action on the 21st of November is a 3-2 overtime victory at the Toronto Maple Leafs. On the 23rd, a 3-0 win versus versus the Edmonton Oilers. On 25th, a 3-2 victory at the Columbus Blue Jackets, then a 5-2 victory versus the Philadelphia Flyers, then a loss on the 29th of November, and that was at Philadelphia. That was 3-1 was the final score. Sorokin took the loss in that game, 30 out of 32. Now, this is the second and final meeting of the season between the Nashville Predators and the New York Islanders. They met back in November on the 17th. It was the Nashville Predators scoring a 5-4 victory at Bridgestone Arena. Captain Roman Josi had 4 assists in the game. Parsons had 2 goals and assists for 3 points in that game. Philip Forsberg had a goal and assist for 2 points, and UC Saros came away with the victory, 29 out of 33. Now, once the Nashville Predators wrap up this back-to-back in Long Island, they will have a couple of days off. They will not be back on the ice again until next Thursday when they are in Tampa Bay. And then on the 10th of December, they will face off back at Bridgestone Arena versus the Ottawa Senators. The 12th of December sees the Preds go in to St. Louis, the 13th versus the Edmonton Oilers, so another back-to-back, but a road game, then a home game as that back-to-back, and the 15th of December, already halfway through the month, the Nashville Predators will be in Winnipeg to face off against the Jets. Already into the month of December for the Nashville Predators, they're 2 games over 500, sitting in 5th place in the Central Division. How they match up against the New York Islanders head-to-head in the NHL ranks and in the numbers are as follows. Goals for the Islanders are ahead in this category. 3.25 goals per game is 14th best in the NHL, while the Nashville Predators sit at 29th overall in the NHL, 2.59 goals per game. In goals against, the Islanders again leading this statistical metric, giving up only 2.58 goals per game. That is 5th best in the league, while the Predators are at 15th overall in the NHL, giving up 3.09 goals per game. In shots for, again, the Islanders have the advantage in this category, 17th best in the NHL, generating 30.8 shots per game on net, while the Nashville Predators are generating 30.2 shots per game on net. That is 22nd overall in the league. In shots against, the Nashville Predators do lead in this statistical metric, 18th best in the NHL, giving up 32.4 against per game, while the Islanders are giving up 33 per game. That is 24th in the NHL. In the special teams, of course, the Islanders lead the Nashville Predators in the power play. Almost everybody in the league leads the Nashville Predators in the power play. The Islanders really have the 11th best power play unit in the NHL. 17 out of 72 is the raw data. 23.6% is how it breaks down. The Nashville Predators are 28th overall on the power play, 16.1% conversion rate, 13 out of 81 opportunities on the season. When it comes to penalty kill, the Islanders 5th best in the NHL. They've only given up 13 power play goals against on the season, 83.1% on the penalty kill. The Nashville Predators are 16th in the NHL. They've given up 16 power play goals against, and they are killing off 79.2% of their penalty kills. Injuries for the Nashville Predators: Mark Morawiecki continues to be on injured reserve with a concussion, no timetable on his potential return. Individual statistics between these two teams, and of course every team in the NHL brings a impressive number of individual players, and the Islanders have plenty of them. Barzal, 2 goals and 24 assists on the season at 26 total points. If you remember last time we saw Barzal in here in Nashville, he didn't have any goals and had all assists on the season. Now he has managed to start finding the net. An impressive player, leads the Islanders in total points with 26. That would lead the Nashville Predators as well. Nelson would also lead the Nashville Predators in scoring with his 11 goals and 12 assists for 23 points. Lee at 8 goals and 11 assists for 19 points. Dobson 7-9 for 16. And Pageau 6-8 for 14. The New York Islanders, a highly impressive young core that is doing an excellent job over there in the Metropolitan Division. Sorokin in net's got a record of 10-6-0 and 9.33 save percentage, 2.18 goals against average. He went up against the Nashville Predators at Bridgestone Arena and took the loss. Varlamov is a backup goaltender for the Islanders, a 5-3 record, 9.16 save percentage, 2.84 goals against average for the Nashville Predators. Taking a look at their individual statistics, Philip Forsberg back on the score sheet tonight. 7 goals now, 13 assists for 20 points on the year. Matt Duchene, 5-13 for 18. Roman Josi, 5-13 also for 18. Mikael Granlund, 3 goals now, 14 assists on the season, 17 points overall. And Ryan Johansson, 7-7 for 14. 2 goals tonight gives him 7 now on the season, putting together a really nice season. You add in what he's done in faceoff winning percentage in the league overall, and Ryan Johansson's really putting together a really, really nice beginning to the season here. UC Saros is now 9-6-2 on the year. Numbers starting to look a lot better. 9.09 save percentage, 2.92 goals against average. Lankinen, you expect, would get the start against the New York Islanders in this back-to-back scenario. Has a record of 2-3-0 and 9.22 save percentage, 2.50 goals against average. And the Nashville Predators have looked plenty empty, confident, and looked just fine playing in front of Kevin Lankinen. And it is time for him to get a start. I know the Nashville Predators have a nice break after this one. They haven't played a whole lot of hockey due to the water main break last weekend at Bridgestone Arena. But you don't want to put UC Saros out there back-to-back. Even though his workload was somewhat reasonable against the New Jersey Devils, you still have a great opportunity to get Lankinen a start right here and to get the Nashville Predators a chance to pick up 4 points in 24 hours going up to the Northeast. Highly improbable scenario. A lot of people thought the Nashville Predators were going to get absolutely crushed by the Devils, but the Predators come out of that game with 2 points. Let's get into the recap and review of everything that happened in Newark, New Jersey between the Nashville Predators and the New Jersey Devils. We call it the Rebirth Sports Full Game Recap. It's now time for the Rebirth Sports Full Game Recap. You can find Rebirth Sports at RebirthSports.com or Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Please send some stick taps, love, and respect over to Rebirth Sports. They are incredible people. They make an incredible product, and they are incredible partners to the Renegades of Puck. You see me wearing the jersey right here as I host the show. You've also seen me wearing jerseys out there in league play for the Mighty Drunks. As a matter of fact, I was able to break out my Rebirth Sports original Mighty Drunks orange first ever jersey last night as I made my return to the ice for the Mighty Drunks out there on the west side of Nashville in Bellevue, but that's a story for a little bit later. You've also seen me wearing plenty of jerseys from Rebirth Sports in charity events, tournaments, the U.S. Pond Hockey Championships, and everywhere I've ever gone to play hockey. I am always representing Rebirth Sports. That's why I'm so proud that Rebirth Sports is a partner of the Renegades of Puck. They're not just jersey makers, they're hockey tailors. They can outfit your entire operation, and they are a five-star, world-class, top-shelf business. They are great human beings. Just texting back and forth with Doug this afternoon. He was just checking in to see how we were doing over here in the bunker and wishing us a great day and saying, have a great show. Incredible people. I'm telling you, these are the kind of people you want to be partnered with you, with your hockey club, whatever it is. You want to be in business with Rebirth Sports. So check them out. Send them some stick taps, love, and respect.
All the way back to December the 1st of the year 2022 when the Nashville Predators were in New Jersey to take on the Devils, and John Hines deploys his new jumbled up combinations in the following way: Forsberg, Parsonen, and Granlund, Janot, Sissons, and Duchesne, Smith, Johansson, and Niederreiter, Trenin, Glass, and Jankowski make up your forward lines. McDonough and Josi, Ekholm and Carey, Luzon and Fabro. The defensive pairing seem to have stabilized a little bit over the last several games now, and McDonough and Josi is turning out to be a fairly effective defensive pairing. Ekholm and Carey are just fine, and Luzon and Fabro seem to be playing well together. UC Saros gets the start in net, and off the opening drop, we're just 11 seconds into the game, and Ryan Johansson's got a sixth goal of the season, giving the Nashville Predators a 1-0 lead over the New Jersey Devils. It was a rebound put back of his own shot, so Johansson gets the first shot on goal of the game, follows that up with some jam, and then puts the puck into the net. His sixth goal of the season gives the Nashville Predators a 1-0 lead in New Jersey. 1:11 into the first period, UC Saros comes up with a save on Hayshier's rebound, close range, and then 3:01, Saros comes up with a save on Marino. 4:32, Saros comes up with a save on Bratt's breakaway. He outweighed all of the moves and made him go off to the side where there was limited shooting range, and then goes ahead and shuts it down. New Jersey's transition is absolutely incredible and just so fast, and they are always looking to counter, always looking to go on the attack, and that's exactly what they do over the next several minutes of play here against Nashville Predators. 11:54, Vanacek comes up with a save on Duchesne off of the rush, the best chance on goal for the Nashville Predators since they scored that first goal of the game just 11 seconds. In 12:54 of the first period, Saros comes up with a save on Tatar. 14:53, McDonough's off the box, 2 minutes for high sticking. Janot knocks the puck out of the air, saving what could have been a goal. Hughes outweighed Saros, played the puck into the high danger area. Puck ends up kicking up into the air, and that's where Tanner Janot makes the big time defensive play right there. Overall, a strong PK by the Nashville Predators. Now coming out of the box and getting back to 5-on-5 play will be the Nashville Predators going to work at 19:17. Of the first period. It's Colton Sisson's third goal of the season. It's Roman Josi, who does a great job keeping the puck in the zone. It was trickling out. He just gets to it in time, throws it back towards the net. That's where Sisson's wins a battle in the slot and puts the puck into the net, giving the Nashville Predators a 2-0 lead against the New Jersey Devils. The team tied for the best points in the NHL. The New Jersey Devils being shocked on home ice, or are they? Shots on goal at the end of the first period. The Devils are out shooting the Predators 10-9. And for the Nashville Predators, some of the biggest momentum goals goals you can score in the first minutes and last minutes of period. The Predators get two of those goals in the first period, 11 seconds in, and at 19:17 of the first period. We hit the second period, and everyone keeps talking about how the Devils find their momentum, and hell, let's just get right to it. 1:57, Ball's got his first goal of the season. He finds a quiet area at the top of the slot, and he converts Hughes with the low-high feed. An excellent setup. Everybody got caught watching Hughes and his puck magic down there below the goal line, and Ball just crashes to the high slot area. He finds the open area, puts the Devils on the board. 2-1 in favor of the Nashville Predators. That's when Forsberg goes off to the box at 2:09, 2 minutes for tripping, and Bratt's going to tie the game up at 2 apiece. His 9th goal of the season, 5-hole finish. He had plenty of time and space in at close range at the top of the crease. He opens up the goaltender UC Saros and tucks the puck through the 5-hole, tying the game up at 2 apiece. We're 2:50 now into the second period. Glass is stopped by Vanacek at 4:13. Fabro's off to the box, 2 minutes for hooking, and that's when Holtz gives the Devils a 3-2 lead. It was a one-time bomb from the left face-off circle, and the Nashville Predators are absolutely stunned. Stunned to the point where they would reseed and start to regroup more in their own end of the ice for the next several minutes, focusing on just keeping the New Jersey Devils to the outside, shutting things down, and basically going into a defensive-minded shutdown for almost the next 10 minutes of the second period, which ended up being a tremendously good strategy for the Nashville Predators because the New Jersey Devils were slowed at this point. 13:59 of the second, Vanacek comes up with a save on Janot. Some decent pressure by the Nashville Predators for the first time in the second period. 16:26, Vanacek comes up with a save on Granlund off of the rush. 17:49, Saros a save on Ball. 19:01, Vanacek comes up with a save on Josi with Cole Smith jamming the net hard. End of the second period, the Nashville Predators still stunned but climbing their way back into this game. Outshot now in the game, 22-16 after 40 minutes. The Nashville Predators only able to manage 7 shots on goal, and for a large portion of the period were absolutely shell-shocked, but they are able to survive. We go to the third period, 1:28 into the third. UC Saros comes up with a save on Mercer's partial breakaway after a turnover at the blue line. 4:28, Saros comes up with a save on Graves. 5:43, Jankowski's off to the box, 2 minutes for tripping. UC Saros has to come up with a save on Mercer's redirect from the top of the crease. Really a 5-star hockey play right here by everyone involved, including the netminder for the Nashville Predators. At 11:11 of the third period, Vanacek's with a save on Fabro's long shot. It was the first shot on goal of the period for Nashville, coming at 11:11 of the third period. 12:12 of the third period, Vanacek's with a save on Jankowski at close range. 13:05, Janot hits the crossbar with an absolute bomb. 13:09, Hamilton's off the box, 2 minutes for interference, but it would be UC Saros coming up with a bigger save on Heischer's shorthanded breakaway. 16:13, Saros comes up with a save on Hughes. 17:14, Nashville picks up a bench minor. Too many men on the ice. The defensemen got themselves all twisted up there during the line change. Was an outstanding overall penalty kill by the Nashville Predators with the 6-on-5 attacker at 19:52 of the third period. The Nashville Predators and Mikhail Granlund are able to get some rebound jam off of Forsberg's long shot, and the Nashville Predators improbably tie this game up at 3 apiece with 8 seconds to go in regulation. Outshot at the end of regulation 28-23, the Nashville Predators find a way to go into the best team in the National Hockey League, and they find a way to get themselves a point. Let's see how things would work out in overtime. And just like the way the game started, here's Ryan Johansson again, this time 33 seconds into the overtime session. His 7th goal of the season, his 2nd goal of the game. Matt Duchene goes into the corner, works 1-on-4, takes on the goaltender first, hard on the forecheck, forcing a turnover, then takes on all 3 New Jersey players that are out there on the ice, gets the pass to the slot, and Ryan Johansson is not going to miss this opportunity. He finishes from close range, giving the Nashville Predators a highly improbable 4-3 victory in New Jersey. Now, that single point for the Devils gives them the most points overall in the NHL at the end of tonight's action. For the Nashville Predators, this is a signature victory of the season. They went into a building where they were expected to get clobbered. They suffered a tremendous stretch of hockey by the New Jersey Devils' offensive breakout in the second period, and they managed to survive. They managed to get a 6-on-5 goal, and they managed to win this thing in overtime. Your top players stepping up tonight, Ryan Johansson putting up one hell of an overall performance in this game. Matt Duchene on the game-winning goal in overtime, a great, incredible individual performance. And UC Saros, some of the saves he made in this game at certain times, perhaps underrated and understated at the time that they happened. But looking back now with 2020 vision, it is easy to see how UC Saros easily kept his team in this game, allowing them to have the opportunity with the 6-on-5 5 skating advantage to go ahead and get that tie goal. Mikael Granlund with the absolute jam. The Nashville Predators brought the jam to New Jersey tonight. This truly is a signature win for this Nashville Predators team, who struggled so much in the first month of the season. Now they are 2 games over .500, and that was a significant victory for this Nashville Predators team. No time to enjoy it, though. Got to jump on the bus, got to get out to Long Island, and got to get ready for that next game tomorrow against the Islanders. Let's get some analysis, let's get some stats, let's get the box score, let's get it broken down, and let's get ourselves out of the bunker, because we've also got another show to do in less than 24 hours breaking down everything that's going to happen between the Nashville Predators and the New York Islanders. That was the Rebirth Sports full game recap. Nashville Predators secured the overtime victory 4-3 over the New Jersey Devils.
Strong Style Fitness, another incredible partner and a great friend of the Renegades of Puck. 150 workouts by a certified personal trainer, all set up and on demand for you. Whether it's your first stretch or you're ready to throw iron like a pro, Tracy has you covered. So make sure you check out the service. As a matter of fact, she's so confident in her ability to help you, she has made the service completely donation-based. Make sure you check it out. It is worth it, and you will not lose a penny by checking out Strong Style. StyleFit.com or Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. YouTube has over 150 videos from Strong Style Fitness, fully loaded, prepared, and ready for you. I know the results are out there for you because I have seen the results with my own eyes, and I've experienced the results for myself. Strong Style Fitness is an incredible partner, a certified personal trainer who believes in helping people through getting them moving and helping them get motivated. Trust Tracy. She'll help you get the results you're looking for, and she's not looking to take your money like all of these big box gyms and all of these fancy personal trainers or these pyramid schemes that are all out there trying to help you get to where you want to get. You want to get there? Jump in the trenches with Tracy. She will get you there.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
UC Saros was 25 out of 28 in this game. 2 power play goals against, and one from the top of the slot that he had some difficulty seeing with some traffic, but that's one that I'm sure that he would like to get back. Shorthanded breakaway that he stops, and again, some of the saves he made were so incredibly timely to keep the Nashville Predators from falling behind more than one goal in this game, especially when New Jersey was absolutely surging there early in the second period. For UC Saros, just another big time performance, another big time game, and he is really starting to look like the Vezina finalist that we all have come to know and come to cover here in Nashville for so long now. 9-6-2 record starting to look a whole lot more respectable. 909 save percentage, 292 goals against average. All of that starting to look a lot better. You would expect Lankinen to get the start in the next game against the Islanders. So UC Saros should go into this very brief break for the next several days with these stats frozen where they are. And I think that that's a great confidence builder for UC Saros. His last couple of games against some really good teams, he has really put up some big time performances. UC Saros putting up some excellent games for the Nashville Predators. You got to talk about Ryan Johansson. 2 goals and 1 assist, 3 points in this. 7 goals now on the season. He's playing really strong hockey. When you add in what he's doing in faceoff winning percentage up against the rest of the centers in the league, he is putting up one hell of a start to this season. Through the first 22 games of the season, Ryan Johansson is 5th on the team in scoring, 7 goals, 7 assists, 14 points. Tonight, he was playing big body center minutes, and he was bringing the jam. Both of those goals come at close range. He followed up his own shot for a rebound. Then he goes to the hard area, goes to the slot. Duchesne hits him with the pass, and he finishes from there. Ryan Johansson has a much better shot than most people think, and if he shot the puck more often, he would probably have a much higher shooting percentage. He'd probably have a lot more goals, but he is a pass-first distribution center. But if he shot the puck more often, I have a feeling he would end up scoring more. He's got a really great shot. You saw that a couple of different times tonight. So Ryan Johansson, just overall a big body, number one type center game tonight for the Nashville Predators, putting up 3 points and having a really, really good overall season. And Matt Duchene, has he found some new life with Janot and Sissons? Chris Mason made the reference of perhaps the new herd line. Matt Duchene getting an injection of some youth and some physical play out there by being with Janot and Sissons. They have been noticeable the last couple of games, and Matt Duchene's one assist in this game, it comes when he went 1-on-4. This was a highly impressive individual effort. Matt Duchene forced the turnover from the goaltender and then took the puck away from all three New Jersey players, kept it under control, and found Ryan Johansson open in the slot, just the perfect timing for the redirect into the net. So Matt Duchene deserves a lot of credit for the way he played in this game. He's had a lot more energy these last couple of games, and he's got 18 points on the season. No, 5 goals is nowhere near approaching the pace that he had last year, but 18 points in 22 games is a pretty nice pace overall. 13 assists. The assists are coming a lot faster this year than they have in previous years for him. That is absolutely for sure. And I wanted to mention 57 minutes of fairly decent hockey versus the number one team in the league by points. The New Jersey Devils are a really good team, and they have been easily the best team in the NHL in recent stretches of hockey. They've been simply incredible. The stat about them falling down by 2 goals in games 6 times now, coming back to win something like 4 out of those 6 games, falling to the Nashville Predators tonight after coming back from down 2 goals. The New Jersey Devils seem unwavered by being behind. Then they absolutely are a very, very good, strong, young team. Maybe a little bit ahead of where people expect them to be in the standings at this point, but when they put it all together, and they're very, very close to doing that, they're going to be an incredibly difficult team to beat in any situation on any given night. The Nashville Predators caught New Jersey tonight and were able to take advantage of a situation. Only really, though, 3 solid, strong minutes for the Devils. If the Devils could have maintained that momentum and continued on with that level of effort at any point in this game, they would have run the Nashville Predators out of the rink tonight. The Preds were on the ropes. The Preds responded, and the Preds played a really strong game overall. I know people are going to look at the score and see the comeback very late, and that's going to be what the headline is, but what should be noted is that the Predators went into a very tough rink against a very good team on the road, and they played a very solid overall game, except for that 3-minute stretch to start the second period. And the final point I want to make in analysis, ice time management by the forwards. We'll cover this a little bit more in the box score, but I want to talk about as a concept. When you see 18:53 is the high for forwards in total time on ice, and you see that every single forward got at least 10 minutes in time on ice. That means John Hines did a great job on the first night of back-to-backs when you have games less than 24 hours apart, going ahead and managing the top end forwards for this Nashville Predators team. The Preds are going to have a very difficult game against the New York Islanders tomorrow night. It was and expected was to be and ended up being a very difficult game against New Jersey Devils, including 33 seconds of extra time. That doesn't really affect things very much, but for the Nashville Predators, a great job of managing the time on ice tonight for the forward grouping. That means players should be resting. You shouldn't really see too much of a lineup change going into tomorrow night, but Tolvanen might find himself into the lineup. Also, I'd like to see Tolvanen in the lineup because I think that he could bring a little bit more than some of the other players that are currently out there in the lineup. It's time to hear from Sean C. Smith. You can find him on Twitter at SCSNSH. You can find his work at A to Z Sports Nashville. And of course, you can watch him right here on Renegades of Puck TV. Sure to appreciate Sean jumping in the trenches and filing this report.
Thanks, Charlie. Hey, Renegades, it's Sean C. Smith from A to Z Sports here to talk about a little bit of this win the Predators had over the New Jersey Devils, one of the, if not the, hottest teams in the NHL right now in overtime. And here's what I want to say. Before I say anything else, I had an article come out before this game over at A to Z Sports, which is why I keep saying the name of the website, A2ZSports.com, so you can head over there and check out the article I wrote talking about exactly what we saw play out tonight. The Predators are resurging. I don't want to use the word surging, because I think they surged the first 2 games of the season and then kind of slumped, and now they're resurging. But here's the thing. The Predators came out had a lot of fire today. They played a great game at the beginning, and then it got a little questionable there in the middle, and then they came through in the end. But let's talk about some of those things. In the article, I mentioned that this team was being dragged along right now by Roman Josi and Juuse Saros. Saros being an outstanding netminder over the past 10 or so games, and really putting up some great results after what kind of was a sloppy start through the first 10 games of the season. Now, the other thing we talked about in that article was how there were still some players that needed to step up, mainly speaking of Ryan Johansson, Philip Forsberg, Matt Duchene, and to a much lesser extent, Mikael Granlund. Granlund's numbers have been kind of even over the past few games. He hasn't kind of gone down since the first 10 games of the season like the others have, but Forsberg, Duchene, and of course Johansson have all been slumping a little bit since the first 10 games of the season. Their projections were going down, but look who showed up to play tonight. Ryan Johansson getting on the board very early in the game, and of course, scoring that decisive goal there at the end, making a big statement to say that he's not going down without a fight. And of course, Mikael Granlund scoring or tying the game up with a goal in the last 10 seconds is what you like to see. Granlund's done that a few times. I remember being at a game against the Flames at Bridgestone Arena as a fan, and it was maybe a goal in the last second of the game to put them into the tie, and then he won it in overtime as well. Really an incredible experience to see that one live. But I tell you what, sometimes when the game's on the line like that, Mikael Granlund can get the job done. And that's exactly what you saw with the Preds tonight. They made up for their mistakes in the middle of the game by coming through right at the end and doing what had to be done to get the 2 points. And that's kind of what it's about right now, is that as long as Saros can keep them in the game, and Roman Josi can play the game Roman Josi plays, you need some of those other key guys, those top paid guys, the guys that are on the first and second lines, the guys that are the bulk of the Predators' salary cap, to come through and play like they're earning that money they're getting paid. And you saw Johansson do that tonight. You saw Granlund do that tonight. Now, it'd be wonderful if you could get everybody firing on the all pistons and all cylinders at the same time, but a couple of them doing it at once is going to get the job done, and that's exactly what you saw tonight. I said it before, I said it in the article, and I'll say it again. The Predators are playing good hockey, but they're not playing great hockey. Yes, they beat one of the best teams in the league tonight, but if they're going to make a solid run, you're going to need to see all of those guys step up and contribute. You can complain about all of the players on the third and fourth line. You can complain about the third pairing defenders. It doesn't matter. Those guys come in and play their roles exceptionally well night in and night out. But we're talking about the guys that get paid the big bucks and need to come in and show why they're getting paid those big bucks. If you can get several of them doing it on a nightly basis, this team's going to be just fine. If you continue to see them flounder like maybe they did in the middle of the game, that's something that you're going to want to pay attention to as the season goes on, because the postseason's not going to be much fun if that's the case. All it takes is a few of these guys getting on a hot streak, and the Predators are going to be on one as well. Take out the number one team in the league, maybe people will start paying attention to you, but you need those guys to show up every night. Charlie, that's all I got. I want to send it back over to you.
One more awesome partner to tell you about on this episode of Renegades of Puck TV, and it is Stripe Digital Solutions. Go to StripeDigitalSolutions.com to learn more, to get more information, or check them out on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. From the logo on the wall and the crest of this jersey to RenegadesOfPuck.com and our entire social media plan. If you're trying to build a brand in the digital realm, you need a partner, and Stripe Digital Solutions is the partner that you need. Trust me, I could not do any part of this operation without the help of Stripe Digital Solutions. Stripe Digital Solutions also has built and maintains RenegadesOfPuck.com for me, and has also helped in a myriad of ways, helping me understand all of the different aspects and facets of social media that you need to understand if you want to build your brand in the year 2022. Stripe Digital Solutions is the partner for you. Please send some stick taps, love, and respect over to Brandy at Stripe Digital Solutions. And again, I'm going to continue saying it. Stripe Digital Solutions stepped up in such a huge way at the Home Base Freakout, giving away pins, buttons, magnets, t-shirts, all kinds of gimmicks. It was incredible. That is some next level no half stepping. As a matter of fact, I'm going to call that the essence of no half stepping.
Taking a look at the box score, Mikael Granlund scores one goal in this game. Ryan Johansson with two, Colton Sissons with one. There's your four goals for the Nashville Predators. In the assist column, Matthew Shane with one, Philip Forsberg with one, Ryan Johansson with one. Also, Cole Smith picks up an assist in this game. Matias Ekholm and the captain, Roman Josi, picks up an assist as well. Shots on goal, team leader in this game, 5 for Nino Niederreiter. He was by far and away the most. Mikael Granlund had 3, puts one of those 3 into the net and came at a very critical time. Mikael Granlund with the jam 8 seconds to go in the game ties the game up, giving the Nashville Predators an opportunity to fight for that second point, which they would go on to secure. Block shots, your captain Roman Josi leads the team with 3 in hits. It was Parsonen with 3, Cole Smith with 3, and Luzon also with 3. Plenty of players had 2 and several with 1. We mentioned the time on ice already for the forwards. Tanner Jeannot led the forwards in time on ice at 18:53 total time on ice. 3:30 of that was shorthanded time on ice, but that did not lead the team in shorthanded time on ice. Colton Sissons led the team in shorthanded time on ice at 3:47. When it came to overall time on ice, of course, the captain Roman Josi led the team 23:11, but that's even down for him a little bit by a couple of minutes. So great job again by John Hines managing the time on ice for this Nashville Predators team. That takes a look at the box score. Of course, Saros 25 out of 28, and he made 1 shorthanded save and 2 power play saves, 22 even strength saves in this game. And again, thought that he played really good and perhaps an understated performance on a really, really big night when he helped his team out. That takes care of the numbers in the box score from my perspective, but I've got a guy who's an expert in this field. He runs the Renegade Analytics desk. He's got the charts you need to see, the numbers you need to know from on theforecheck.com. He is the one and only Brian Baston.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Thanks a lot, Charlie. My name is Brian Baston. I am here at the Renegades Analytics Desk. And man, what a game that was. Nashville exploded out of the gate with 2 goals in the first period to lead the NHL's leading team right now in points, the New Jersey Devils. And then we saw something that we're a little bit used to seeing, which is a little bit of a mid-game collapse. And before we knew it, it was 3-2 New Jersey, and Nashville was fighting for their life for the majority of the remaining 40 minutes of the game. However, and I will be the first to admit that I had given up. I didn't think they'd be able to pull it off. It's been a while since Nashville has been able to get a goal scored with the goalie pulled, but they managed it. And it was due to the tremendous, tremendous effort of a couple of guys. Of course, Matt Duchene, the effort that he put in overtime to get that puck to Ryan Johansson was just incredible. But Ryan Johansson, player of the game for more than one reason, you know, not just the game-winning goal, but the amount of effort he's done. But I want to talk more about Ryan Johansson because, of course, and you probably guessed, he's the topic of tonight's one big stat. Now, Joey has had a mixed kind of reputation since he arrived in Nashville. He came to Nashville after 2 seasons in Columbus, in which he had scored 33 and 26 goals in the 2 years prior to being traded to Nashville Predators, a 63 and 71 point season. And Nashville fans, we were all very excited about this. Unfortunately, he came to a team coached by Peter Laviolette. And from that point on, once he arrived in Nashville, he would not score more than 15 goals in a season under Peter Laviolette. Now, points-wise, he did pretty well. He was a consistent, you know, 50, 60-point scorer, which is great. But if you look at Ryan Johansson, there are a lot of criticisms. One is he never shot the puck. Two, he's not producing at the level which that, you know, the level at which he got that contract, that $8 million contract. Now, Nashville has a few more. It's no longer the most expensive contract on the books. But, you know, it's fair to say that he's underachieved in his time in Nashville. Now we're in 5 years into this contract. He's got two and a half years remaining. But last year, Ryan Johansson was special. And I feel bad because he was overshadowed by the monster rookie season of Tanner Janot, UC Saros, Vezina finalists, you know, his season, and Philip Forsberg and Matt Duchene breaking the franchise goal records. So, yeah, Ryan Johansson went a little bit under the radar. In fact, though, I mean, he had 26 goals last season. That's the most he's had since that last season in Columbus before he was traded to Nashville. That's 26 goals and 63 points. And that was an incredible season by any metric. In fact, you know, Nashville, most of the time, 26 goals in a lot of their seasons, it would have led the team in goals. He just picked the wrong year to do that with Philip Forsberg and Matt Duchene going off to go, you know, more than 40 each. But he has been tremendous in the last few years, and there's a lot of reasons why. First off, this season, coming into tonight, looking at 5-on-5, Ryan Johansson has taken 27 unblocked shots, at 5-on-5. Now, 20 out of 27 of those shots have come from between the dots, right there in the high danger, the areas, the crease, the slot, whatever you want to call it, that's where he shoots from. He has two shots that he has shot from beyond the blue line, which I'm pretty sure were just clearing attempts that actually got on net. But he is a dangerous shooter, and he is creating high-quality chances. In fact, his expected shooting percentage is actually 2% higher than what his current shooting percentage is, which means that he's doing extremely well, but obviously, he's producing quality at a rate that he should be actually scoring more goals, and which, if that sounds familiar, there's several players on the Predators who are dealing with that sort of an issue. But Ryan Johansson, we've seen a lot. We've seen a lot of success. We've seen a lot of up and downs. His line with his linemate, Nino Niederreiter, obviously, they've had some both success. I mean, those two are 1-2 for goals scored on the team. Nino Niederreiter leads the team with 9, and now Philip Forsberg and Ryan Johansson have 7. But what's really impressive is that line has been in a state of flux. Nino and Johansson have played with several line mates, and there have been games where they were very, very dominant, like the very beginning of the season, or just 2 weeks ago, they had a really awful 3-game stretch. I mean, just very bad, getting outshot, you know, getting all the quality shots against and none for. But Ryan Johansson has seemed to be very flexible. In the last 2 years, he's had a lot of line mates. Obviously, there was no Nino Niederreiter last season, but he's been able to do this, switching in, playing with Matt Duchene, Philip Forsberg, playing with Philip Forsberg and Mikael Granlund, playing with Elli Tolvanen. There's playing with Luke Cunnan for a very long time, which, again, he played with Luke Cunnan for a very long time last season and still scored 26 goals, which is, again, very impressive. So what he's doing is he's doing a lot of the right stuff. I think this is the Ryan Johansson the Nashville fans have been kind of hoping to see. He's always been a great personality. He's a great person to talk to. He's a great interview. But I think this is the type of the time now for Ryan Johansson to really put his mark on this franchise, because, again, Philip Forsberg, he's been hot and cold this season. Matt Duchene, hot and cold this year. Niederreiter, it's been a little bit, but, you know, he's still leading team in goals, but there hasn't been that guy to really break out. I mean, even Roman Josi's kind of having a pedestrian season, that being by Roman Josi standards. So seeing Ryan Johansson doing as well as he has, he's in the 90th percentile for offense, according to Evolving Wild, which is pretty impressive. But I'm very excited to see what he has to do. And I've been noticing for the past few weeks that his game has been getting better, and I felt that he's due. I feel lucky that I guessed that tonight would be the night that he'd break through, because obviously he did. But Ryan Johansson is a guy who deserves a little bit more respect, and he's been putting in the hard work, and yes, he's come below expectations, but last year, I don't know if it's John Hines or what it is, but this new coaching staff has forced a lot of guys into almost career seasons. Obviously, Johansson scored 33 goals back with Columbus, but again, I would call this a career season for Ryan Johansson with Nashville. And we had career seasons from Josi, from Saros, from Forsberg, from Duchene, from Janot. I'm not saying that it's John Hines that has unlocked the potential for all these guys, and I'm not necessarily saying that it's all Peter Laviolette's fault that he couldn't develop these guys into these scorers. It's just interesting that all that's happened now with a different coach. But again, I've talked a lot about this. I may or may not be able to check in with you guys tomorrow because I'll be traveling to Seattle, going to the arena, Climate Pledge Arena for the Seattle Kraken. Going to cover a game, and we're going to be there for the Seattle Analytics Conference, which I'm sure sounds just thrilling to all of you guys. But I'm pretty excited. So if you do see me after the game, tomorrow, I may be coming live from Seattle. If not, I'll let you guys know when I get back, and I'll have plenty to talk about and much, much more math and stats for you to share with you guys. So that's tonight's one big stat, and back to you, Charlie.
He's the one and only Brian Bastin. Sure to appreciate Brian jumping in the trenches and filing that report from the Renegade Analytics Desk. He's got the charts you need to see, the numbers you need to know from ontheforecheck.com. He is, of course, the one and only Brian Bastin. Sure to appreciate what Brian does for the show right here. Listen, let's close this thing out for the Nashville Predators. Points in 7 out of their last 8 games. That's how you climb from almost last place into the middle of the pack and find yourself just a couple of points from being highly competitive in the Central Division. Now, tonight was a signature win for the Nashville Predators against one of the best teams in the NHL, the New Jersey Devils, and they have an opportunity to go back-to-back before taking a break and having a few days off before heading into one of the toughest rinks in the entire NHL in Tampa Bay next Thursday night. For the Nashville Predators, it's about closing strong and an opportunity to pick up a couple of more points. Every point you pick up now is going to be, of course, critical down the road and in the standings. And for the Nashville Predators, 7 out of 8 games to pick up points after struggling so hard in the month of October and the beginning of November. Now to start to turn the season around and be 2 games over .500, the Nashville Predators are turning that curve and they're finding ways to win games, and UC Soros has returned to form. The offense is hopefully going to start to come around a little bit better. At this point in time, Philip Forsberg has fallen off the point per game pace by 2, now 20 points in 22 games, and the rest of the offense is simply depressed. Matt Duchene with only 5 goals on the season, Tanner Janot at only 5 points on the season. It is highly unlikely that the Nashville Predators offense is going to continue to be this deficient moving forward. They have to have that breakout game, and hopefully it's coming up here very soon. It would be nice to go into the break after a big win against the New York Islanders, but it's a tough, tough climb. The Nashville Predators have already secured 2 out of a possible 4 points against the Islanders. 2 more points on the line coming up on the second night of back-to-back after going into New Jersey. So close strong before the break and then get on out and take a couple of days to get another mental break. Good job recovering after everything that happened with the water main break just a week ago. And I've got Spartans hockey coming up here in Nashville this upcoming weekend, so I'll have a lot more on that for the next episode. We're going to have an announcement coming up on the next show about our next big special event. It's going to be coming up next summer. It's going to be another partnership with Ships and Trips Travels. You are going to want to know about this. It's basically, here's the easy summary. Do you want to go to paradise with Pete Weber and the Renegades of Puck? I'll leave the tease right there. I'll give you the official details, but we are going global, Renegades, and I'm going to need each and every one of you to come on with us. It's going to be a hell of a party in paradise with the Renegades of Puck and Pete Weber. We'll talk about that tomorrow, and we'll get you all the details here coming up on all of our social media sites in the next couple of days. Sure to appreciate each and every one of the Renegades of Puck for jumping in the trenches. Sure to appreciate each and every one of you. Remember, you can find us on a myriad of social media platforms, and we sure would appreciate any support you could give us right there. And thanks to Full Press Coverage and Full Press NHL for helping us be heard and be seen by more viewers and more listeners than have ever seen or heard the Renegades of Puck before. Stick Taps, love and respect to you guys and the crew and everything you're doing to help promote this show. We're putting in the effort, we're bringing the jam, and you're doing just the same. And together, that's a match made in hockey. Stick Taps, love, respect. I'm your host and captain, Crazy Charlie Sunday.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver. I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.